There's a heck of a lot of development happening in our regions at the moment. The member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick, joins me now for a chat about it. Hi there, Adrian. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Jenny. Good morning, listeners. And I'm doing great, and I hope you and all the listeners are getting right into the new year already in February.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, it moves fast, but feeling quite refreshed and happy for a new year. And a lot of opportunities, job opportunities, and great to see that this been some kind of workaround for the water sport park to happen in Murray Bridge.
Well, look, there was an interesting decision made in the assessment panel a couple of months ago, which rejected the initial application, which surprised me because it had the full support of council. And I know they've been back and just done a couple of minor refinements, and they've got a little bit of work to do. But look, I was only talking to Adam Bruce yesterday, and him and his business partner, Paul Daniels, and their team, they've done great work over many years trying to get this water ski park up, and I think it's a great opportunity sitting there just next to the old bridge that was built in 1879, and it'll be a great addition to the city of Murray Bridge alongside everything else that is going on around the place.
So it's sort of got tentative approvals for a compromised plan. So we'll just have to watch this space, but that'll be good for jobs and also just drawing in more people, because it really is the crown jewel, isn't it, in this area that we could utilise a lot more, the river?
Look, absolutely. And it's good to see the work the council are doing along Sturt Reserve. I mean, you could argue that's 40-odd years overdue, but it's certainly getting done now. And you look at that alongside other developments, obviously the Bridgeport Hotel getting going forward. And look, the water ski park, it's just another item that will attract people into the area, mainly during the summer months. And those people that haven't got access to a boat will be able to enjoy water skiing. And I think it's a great opportunity, and I hope that it's got going pretty soon.
And then we've also got the Regional Rowing Centre. I imagine you were there at the weekend with the opening of it.
Yeah, certainly was, and that was a great collaboration between local, state and federal governments. I mean, us as the state government put in $360,000, the federal government put in just short of $500,000, and with the local council putting in $1.6 million, and it's got multiple bays there, got a great little function space there, upstairs area, and the little tower, the timing tower, and they ran their first regatta there the next day. But it was a great collaboration, and I wish the rowing club all the best. They've had some ups and downs since 1973 when it was initially opened there at the community club, and we also saw the commemoration of the CODs, the great rowing eight, that most of that crew served in World War One, and that commemoration was opened on the same day. And look, it's just going to make Murray Bridge a real rowing centre into the future, because I reckon we've probably got the best water in the state for people to row on. And I just got to applaud the dynamics of all the club volunteers, especially Chris McRae and everyone that just kept pushing and pushing and pushing for many years. And some of these things do take many years, but they've got a fantastic facility there, and I just wish them all the best into the future and all success.
How's it going with Thomas Foods International? I know the state government has been helping to build a road to that. Do you know how the abattoir's coming along?
Yeah, look, they're just in the start of doing the rebuild, and that's about a 24-month build for stage one. And eventually, once they get everything operational, that will be operating at 1,200 beef being processed a day and 15,000 sheep and lambs. And look, this is just a real boon for the community, and between our state government and the federal government, we put in $14 million as far as community infrastructure works for roadway entry works, noting that with the increase in size of vehicles on the freight routes these days, it had to be made big enough for the slip lanes to be able to accommodate road trains and their acceleration and obviously deceleration lanes, and then the 2.2 kilometres into where the actual works is being built. And look, this is going to be a game changer for the community. It'll be the most state-of-the-art facility in the world, and it won't be just swing and knife jobs that will obviously be centre to the operation, but there'll be a lot of IT jobs with the automation and the robotics involved in this new plant. So there'll be a range of skills needed once we get this going. So, look, I'm really commend Thomas Foods, Darren Thomas and his team. And it was great to see at the turning of the sod to see Darren's father, Chris, and his son, Jack. They're the three generations at that turning of the sod. And it's a great move forward, not just for them, but, you know, with the opportunity for 2,000 direct jobs when everything's going and 4,500 jobs behind that, it's really going to make Murray Bridge rocking. But Murray Bridge is really going hard at the minute. Mm. It's almost impossible to get a rental in Murray Bridge at the minute.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So there is a lot going on, a lot of construction going on. And I know I mentioned briefly the Bridgeport Hotel. I mean, I had a look over that the other day, and that's going to open hopefully sometime around the end of May. And that's going ahead in leaps and bounds, and that's going to be a game changer as far as entertainment and accommodation in the area, with 100 rooms, 4.5-star plus. And that will just assist with everything that's going on around the place. Plus, we see the Monado Zoo with the glamping facilities going in there, with a $55 million build there, also to help to facilitate with $40 million of private money, but also $15 million of state and federal money. There is a lot going on.
Thanks so much for your time today, Adrian Pitterick. Good to have you on.
No worries. Thanks, Jenny.